Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
I know we're in March, it's full of madness, but April's right around the corner, and when it rains, it pours. I mean, April showers, May flowers. I'm feeling the rain because there's a lot of NFL free agency movement, and we want to ask you, so get your phones ready, and I'm so serious, get your phones ready. It's Janae Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr. holding it down, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline now. Trent Williams, Kenny Golladay, who's next? In about 10 minutes, we'll talk to you about, you know, the biggest free agents available right now as teams are finding ways to pay players, and it's been really fun to follow those pathways. And we'll also talk about why certain teams have chosen not to act. Seattle, you know, Indianapolis, it's really interesting to see teams shake out. But right now, let's get down and dirty. Again, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. How would you grade your team's free agency so far? I'm thinking about, you know, Seattle, maybe you'd give them, Junior, a C, maybe a D. Patriots fans, maybe an A, A minus, B plus, depending on like how mad you are seeing Tom Brady win. So call us again, 888-729-3776. How would you grade your team's NFL free agency so far? And I know this segment, we're going to talk about the NFC East, but coming out of there, we have some breaking news, right, Junior?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the conversation looks a little bit different now because we got breaking news from ESPN's own Adam Schefter, our NFL insider, that former Cowboys quarterback Andy Dalton is signing a one-year, $10 million deal with a chance to earn another $3 million in incentives with the Chicago Bears, per sources. So, Bears fans!
Hey!
888-729-3776. How we feeling today? We are like a segment and a half removed from talking about Jeremy Fowler the other day saying that the Bears were going to take a big swing for Russell Wilson, and it seems that they have remembered their lot in life right now.
Oh,
Janae, I mean, just looking at this right now, because the other thing I wanted to talk about and I was excited about was Ryan Fitzpatrick is still sticking around. We had heard some stuff that maybe he was going to retire. There wasn't enough interest out there in the market. And the Washington football team signs Ryan Fitzpatrick on a one-year, $10 million deal. So he's going to be in that quarterback room, likely the starter, maybe with some competition from Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen. But now you've got Andy Dalton for the same price. Like, if you're picking of the, as I think Mina Kimes referred to them as, the passed over platter of the party when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm sorry. I'm going for the Ryan Fitzpatrick
Yes.
roller coaster of emotions yes. in a season 10 out of 10 times before I go with Andy Dalton at this point in time. I don't even think that's close.
I am weak. Mina Kimes, the passed over platter. And she was talking about the NFC East specifically. Oh my. But yeah, if someone has been passed over and used it to their best, you know, play or advantage, it's probably Ryan Fitzpatrick. And so I'm excited for him to have another opportunity to really steer a team in a division where you can make some strides. If you're not like, you know, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott and all that type of stuff. But this is interesting, you know, because things are shaking out. And I do think the Chicago Bears looked in the mirror and probably realized who they are. The Dallas Cowboys looked in the mirror and realized who's been good to them. And now we see two deals that reflect both of that for their quarterback.
This is a tradition unlike any other. Chicago Bears fans getting built up to get absolutely sawed down. Completely unrelated, Sarah Spain, co-host of Spain and Fitz on ESPN Radio, will be joining us at 6:15 Eastern to break down this marquee move and to probably scream loudly into the void. And today, this is a reminder, another team. Russell Wilson talked about the Las Vegas Raiders, the New Orleans Saints, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Chicago Bears when his agent was talking to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter about teams that he would be okay with going to, even though he doesn't want to leave Seattle and all this. And he is very, very slowly seeing the walls start to come down around him in this spot as now the Bears are. Like, today, I look at the situation for Chicago, and this seems like the end of the Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace era here because I don't see this going any kind of well for them with this quarterback competition they've got with Nick Foles and Andy Dalton going into camp now.
Yeah, and I think that's where the fool's gold for the end of the last, you know, last season sort of struck them. People were like, oh, snap, well, all, you know, the winning that we were able to find towards the end of the season and Trubisky trying to find his way later on too. Oh, maybe this is going to save their no, at least there was a form of reality that has been met. And now if this is exactly what they're looking into next season, maybe Chicago will get some answers in a year. And it's funny because it's tied to Russell Wilson, who based on his contract, they're the Seahawks are probably going to get answers in a year or two based on things that happened just right now.
Jen Angle Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So we'll have plenty more on that news out of Chicago. Andy Dalton, 1 year, $10 million deal with a chance to earn $3 million more in incentives. He joins Nick Foles in that Bears quarterback room. But we have Ryan Fitzpatrick in Washington with the Washington football team. And I said he's kind of like, if anyone watched WandaVision, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the Hex. He seems great for a while, but he is wholly unstable, and you know it can't last forever. But you got to enjoy the time you've got in there. But, Chenae, now we kind of have every quarterback room in the NFC East locked up at this point. The Cowboys signed Dak Prescott for the long-term deal, finally. We heard from Eagles ownership that they want to have Jalen Hurts be the guy they build around, see if he's their quarterback of the future. The Giants have Daniel Jones still on that rookie contract, and now Washington has Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heineke, who they re-signed to a smaller money deal, and Kyle Allen in that quarterback room. If I had to ask you to rank those 1 to 4, Chenae, how are we feeling right now?
This is so unfair. You're asking me to do it with this division? Like, this is not cool.
You know what? All right. I'll make one nice and easy for you. I think you and I would both say the Dallas Cowboys are probably 1 in this division.
Easy,
right?
Easy. Like, so if you, remove the Cowboys, Dak Prescott, we're all rooting for him. We're happy for him to get the deal, to finally, bet on himself and pay off, especially coming off of injury. Now the next tier gets a little trickier because these are young quarterbacks that have some promise. The New York Football Giants have a structure that is working for them, but you still have a lot of question marks around Daniel Jones. Jalen Hurts, small sample size, but you probably are excited based on what you saw in that limited sample size, but still, reality sort of shows, was this more of like just, how they say when it comes to coaches, sometimes you just need a different voice in the locker room?
Yep.
It just sort of seemed like in that instance, it was the quarterback for the Eagles, because that different voice, that different leadership style, and you talk about this all the time, Junior, how you met Jalen Hurts, right? Like at the College Football Awards or something like that,
yep.
And how he carried himself just so presidentially, and you left thinking like, wow, that's someone that has that magnetic energy in a locker room, but you still have a small sample size, and you wonder, all right, a whole season, will he be, the answer that they hope, especially as they rebuild? But the fun part is Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was looking at his numbers because he's joining his 9th NFL team, coming off of the second best quarterback rating. Again, second best quarterback rating of his 16-year career in 2020, which made their quarterback room, the whole transitions back and forth, seesawing, so difficult, because he was playing well, they were winning, and then Tua comes in and plays well in spurts and still needs to find time to adjust. And so now, I look at that situation where this is a guy that knows how to make lemonade out of lemons with a new coach that has turned things around with a formidable defense. And they made, they messed around and got to the playoffs, right?
Listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the master of making chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. And some people think maybe Miami got off the hot hand a little bit too soon down there. Chenae, he's got a chance to cement a legacy and throw touchdown passes for a 9th different team in the NFL right now. I think because of that, I actually reward that kind of volatility in their quarterback room. Because when you look at the arrows are pointing everywhere, Dallas is the clear number one in this division.
Yes.
I actually think Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, because there seems like there's stability and a plan potentially. And we've talked about it. That has not been the norm for the last however many years in Philadelphia around that position. I'll take the upside of a second round pick, a guy who I maybe wasn't that high on coming out of the draft, but recognize the way they're trying to build. And I'd take that quarterback room second. I would take Washington third.
Yep,
I think what you
too.
Saw from Taylor Heineke in that postseason, you've got an upside play in that room, and you've got a wild card he's going to learn from in that room in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then Daniel Jones, I just don't see the trajectory, and last year especially, affecting that. He was a guy I had questions about taking him at that value coming out at number 6, but I just think you've seen, and I think lost, some of the advantage of that rookie quarterback window, and it's going to take a lot in an organization that might have changes needed elsewhere to elevate that. So I would go Cowboys, Eagles, Washington, and then Giants in that order probably right now.
Yeah, and it'll be fun next year in the NFC East to see who sort of has a head start. Will it be the youthful exuberance of Jalen Hurts, or will it be the veteran savvy of Ryan Fitzpatrick and seeing that oscillate? Hopefully the Cowboys will handle their business and stay on top, though.
888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. We are grading your team's free agency performance. Let's head to Lloyd from Texas right now. Lloyd, you're on Chenae Angle Jr. on ESPN Radio. I see you're a Bears fan. What grade are we giving this?
Ryan Pace has to go, man. He got to go.
It is
now. Now we're hoping that, okay, maybe second round we take the Florida quarterback to develop him. But, you know, if this is your last chance to make a – you got to make a pitch for Watson or make a pitch for Russell Wilson.
We appreciate
Wait,
the call.
Did we get a grade? Did Shanae, he give a grade?
His grade was an F. It got cut off on the beginning there. But I think his point about Payson Nagy is right here. You were going already. You were up against it. Your quarterback failed that you were here with initially right now. And you were on life support. They decided to go away from Mitch Trubisky. And I thought this was going to be their last best swing. And so they were going to have to desperately go for one of those big names. And without getting that, this feels like you just signed your own death certificate at this point. But we'll wait and see. 888-729-3776. More of your grades. And coming up next, why we've heard nothing from Crickets from two locations in particular. Cause for concern or cause for optimism that the big one's coming? Next, you're on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
So, Junior, I love it because we get some really great guests here on our show. Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now. Come watch us on ESPN Plus. And thank you, TV crew, for showing me a little bit of Los Angeles, some LA scenics. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down here. And the guests I'm talking about, we've got Mina Kimes, you know, Marcus Spears, pretty much the NFL Live crew. We've got Uncle Dan Orlovsky that come through. And there's another voice that I'm really excited to talk to, RC, Ryan Clark, NFL analyst, just former player, just one of the coolest guys on campus. I think Marcus Spears said he's like the coolest guy at ESPN. So I'm excited that we get to talk to him in about 10 minutes. Would you like co-sign that?
Oh, yeah. So Ryan Clark was one of the like captains and veterans in the Steelers when I went there in camp as a rookie. So I remember looking at Ryan Clark back then, like watching this guy that I had seen putting his head through folks' chests for years on NFL fields and being blown away by not only what a great leader he was, but also absolutely the coolest guy in any dude he walks into. The only guy, Chiney, because you have all these like custom tailors and suit people that come through. Ryan Clark's the only one in there telling them, these are the color combinations I want. This is how I get down. He was dressing himself at a level that other people were not matching.
I know. His swag is elite. So, and you know, when Marcus Spears says it, it's like gospel, right? Because he is the preacher here. Can't wait to talk to him in about 10 minutes. We are long overdue. Get his point of view on the NFC East, the hierarchy that we sort of talked about with Ryan Fitzpatrick now with the Washington football team. And of course, his thoughts on the breaking news of Andy Dalton to the Chicago Bears. And speaking of which, we have asked you, yes, you, how would you grade your team's NFL free agency so far? So let's head to the hotline bling. Let's go to Canada in North Carolina. Welcome to Chenango Junior Canada. How would you grade your team's NFL free agency A to F?
My team is the New York Giants, and I would grade them a C-minus right now because they still haven't taken care of the wide receiver position. But, Golic, I give you an F-plus because I can't believe you put them last when everyone was ready to give up on Josh Allen in a year or two. Danny Dimes is only year two going to year three. He didn't have his number one running back. He didn't have a number one wide receiver. I don't know who the number one wide receiver is going to be. But as long as they get him a number one wide receiver, we need to give him an opportunity to excel so he gets a C-plus.
You know what? I appreciate the call here. And I knew Daniel Jones people are always going to come for me because they think I don't like him because I was around the NFL draft and freaked out when they took him at six. Not that they took him, that they took him at six in that spot. And yeah, you may have curved some of the fumble stuff, but what he just talked about there, Chiney, what have we seen so far? Now, it remains to be seen. There's a deep NFL wide receiver free agent class that hasn't been touched yet for the most part going into day two. But I still look around at this and say, through 2 years, you're still asking if and but questions about his surrounding group. What we saw with Josh Allen is an outlier. I don't know if we can treat this organization and the moves they've made under Dave Gettleman and the organization in Buffalo and what Bean has done there as GM and say they're at all the same and how they're going to build around their quarterback at the center of that. So I'm sorry, but those two situations are not the same for me.
Today I'm going Junior here on ESPN Radio and talking about the wide receiver free agency class. Still, what, Kenny Golladay, Juju Smith-Schuster, Will Fuller. So yeah, the options are there. But man, you got some energy back from their callers. Before we get to another caller, when we ask you guys, 888-729-3776, how would you grade your team's NFL free agency so far? We got some breaking news, sort of, to my hometown, and I don't know how to feel right now.
Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, tweeted that the Chargers quarterback Tyrod Taylor reached an agreement, a one-year deal worth up to $12.5 million with the Houston Texans, sources tell ESPN. Janae, there's a couple ways to read this. I feel bad for Tyrod Taylor and David Culley right now that they're both trapped in what appears to be some sort of hellish nightmare down there right now. But your reaction, Houston native Tyrod Taylor, guy who's certainly beloved and respected around the league now, coming here to, in theory, back up Deshaun Watson.
I think that's it. But, like, does theory turn into reality where he goes from backing up to, hey, we got him, he's well respected and not a problem in the locker room? You know, a lot of I've heard glowing things, you know, as someone who has trained here currently now in Los Angeles, glowing things about how, you know, he is as an athlete out here. And now to be in our, you know, Houston Texans hometown locker room, which I'm still trying to decide if I claim them, I'm glad. That's a great presence. I just wonder, all right, is this like one of the premier voices and, you know, trying to shift the locker room right in the event that Deshaun leaves? Or, you know, is it really hopefully just as a backup role? We'll see.
I think I would look at this, Chiney, and say that price tag says he's a breaking case of emergency, because you've got someone here who is respected, who we've seen back up in Cleveland, the Chargers, start and play good football in Cleveland and Buffalo. He's going to be the fail-safe there, because if Deshaun Watson gets dealt, and I still hold out hope for him in that regard, it's either a pick coming back for you that's going to turn into a quarterback, I'd imagine, or we always talk about that package with Miami that could bring you Tua Tagovailoa back in that spot. And then what better mentor do you have but Tyrod? But right now you're walking into a situation, him and David Culley, where, yeah, I know they're getting paid millions of dollars here, and that relative to society matters. But when you look in this world, Chiney, what we've heard described behind the scenes in Houston doesn't sound like anything that most people would go and be a part of if they had a choice or not in that spot. That's the difficult part.
Major facts. Do we have time for another caller, Junior?
We do. Let's squeeze one more here. Let's go to Jimmy in Charlotte. Jimmy, you're on Chiney Angola, Junior. What are you giving your team as a grade for free agency so far?
I'm giving my Carolina Panthers a C-, because right now we don't have – I haven't heard anything about us aggressively going after a quarterback. All I hear is Teddy's what we're going with. No offense. I want somebody new. And, of course, we haven't even looked at an offensive line to take care of that quarterback. So I'm just going to have to go with a C-. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, we can appreciate that call, and I can understand that, Chiney, because the Panthers for a while were one of those teams people were getting hot and heavy with the idea of swinging for Deshaun Watson, but this becomes the scenario. And I think for them, they could afford, because of what Teddy Bridgewater is, a transitional quarterback, a guy who can be good, not great at this point, they can afford to wait, swing big, and if not, they bide their time for another year, because Matt Rhule is on a longer-term deal, longer-term plan for the rebuild there. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More of your grades next. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. But we've got these new moves here. Andy Dalton to Chicago, Tyrod to the Houston Texans, all of that and more. But we'll also head back to New England. What does this rash of spending say about Bill Belichick? We'll ask that question next to Ryan Clark here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus after this word from DraftKings.
Hey, you guys, the tournament is finally here. It's March, baby. The brackets have been set and the teams are ready to hit the court. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy, is celebrating with their largest free college basketball survivor pool ever. Now, how large is it, you might ask? $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. And if that's not enough, when you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool, you could get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. It's so easy to play. Just pick one team per day. If they win, you survive and advance to the next round. Last person standing is the winner. Now remember, you can only pick a team once for the entire tournament, so make sure you choose wisely. DraftKings is a safe and secure app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Get in on all of this week's action. Download the DraftKings app right now. Enter code CJR during signup and enter to win the free $1 million survivor pool. Again, that's code CJR to enter into DraftKings' free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Now, the winners and the losers of NFL free agency so far, and reaction to Andy Dalton to the Bears and Tyrod Taylor to the Texans. We'll get to that right after this on Chiney Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live. Come look at us on ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Man, I love it here. So, Junior, I called my mom like I do every day, and back home, she reminded me that it's spring break, and now that that's on the forefront of my mind, it's only right that we continue to get breaking news almost every segment with NFL free agency news. It's that time of year. It's Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chinee Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, based on the books and the re-signings, they look like they're going to be trying to run it back. Has anyone else made moves to rival them so far with NFL free agency? We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. But it's funny. So Marcus Spears, you know, usually we talk to him and he's fun. He gets in the gutter, nitty gritty. And I'm so excited right now, delighted, hyped to be joined on the Goodyear Hotline by Ryan Clark, our own ESPN NFL analyst, longtime Pittsburgh Steelers, Super Bowl champ. It's been a minute, my big bro. Now, it's funny because we were just talking about you to hype you up, you know, coming on the show. And we say, man, he's one of the coolest people at ESPN. He's got the drip. And our producer, Shannon, said, oh, you know, he like comes with that pretty boy energy because he's a Kappa. So what do you say about that? No.
Hey, listen, it is what it is. You know what I mean? People say if they know the truth, let them speak it. And that is the truth. Listen, my frat brothers, you know, they put a lot of pressure on me. They know I represent the noobs each and every day, the crimson and cream, every time I come on. And you got to do it the right way. You know, and so as long as people know what I'm representing, I'm cool with it.
Listen, it's always cool when it comes to Ryan Clark here. And I want to stick with the truth. If you know the truth, say it and let it free here. We heard a report from our ESPN NFL insider, Adam Schefter, that Chicago made a, quote, very aggressive pursuit of Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. And the Bears were told that Seattle is not trading him at this time. They sign Andy Dalton. So before we get to the Dalton portion of this, Ryan, is hearing that enough for you to put to bed any of the rumors, any of the idea that Russ is leaving Seattle this year?
Okay, so, Junior, do you want me to give you, like, true NFL analyst talk or Ryan Clark that works for ESPN talk? See, those things are different because the NFL analyst in me knew that Russ wasn't going anywhere when this whole thing started. But ESPN Ryan Clark can say that it still might happen, so it gives us something to talk about if we don't have OTAs, minicamps, and all of these other things. But when you look at Russell Wilson and his situation, why would the Seattle Seahawks give him up? It's not like this team didn't win games last year. They won the NFC West. This is a team that was top six in efficiency on offense, and a lot of that is because of their quarterback. So if you aren't going to get a quarterback that can start and a huge haul of draft picks, you don't trade Russell Wilson right now and take almost a $40 million cap hit. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Because like Mina said, you know, Mina's a huge Seattle fan. She said, so we going to trade the quarterback because he's grumpy? That's just not how it works. I mean, Russell Wilson isn't even talking about holding out, guys. And you got Deshaun Watson over here that says, I'm not coming to work. And what does David Culley say every time he gets an opportunity to talk? He's a Houston Texan. Lies you tell, that boy don't want to come to work. Russell Wilson is going to come to work. They aren't going to trade him. And the Seattle Seahawks already have their starting quarterback for this season.
And that's on period. Thank you so much, Ryan Clark. It's Chinee Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr. I'm Chinee Golic Jr. ESPN NFL analyst joining us here on ESPN Radio. And speaking of free agency overall, we're already, you know, so deep in it that we have winners and losers. And we've been asking all of our listeners to grade, you know, teams, you know, abilities so far this NFL free agency. So if I give you these two teams, can you give me grades? Seattle Seahawks and New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Seattle Seahawks, F-minus.
Yeah, no, that
right.
Because
you think about this team, right? They've gotten worse defensively. They've lost players defensively from this team that kind of came around on the defensive end. Dunlap is gone. Obviously, you lose Griffin at corner to the Jacksonville Jaguars today. And what did Russ say? I need help, right? I need protection. Give me help. And you do absolutely nothing. And not necessarily that you got to be super busy early, right? You can add good players as free agency continues. You can get them for good value. And maybe that's what the Seattle Seahawks are looking for. But when you got a quarterback that's super upset, you want to give him some reason to be there, some reason to be excited, some reason to be heard. They're like, you know what? We ain't tripping on a relationship. You said you need date nights. I don't want to go out on dates. We're going to watch Netflix at home and you're going to cook. That's what Russell Wilson is getting now. Let Russ cook. Russ is going to be cooking at the house, though, because he's not getting to go out on dates because they ain't hearing none of that relationship talk. Now, when you go to the New England Patriots, I know people might say, oh, give them an A. They've done so much. I don't necessarily give them an A because I don't know if all of these pieces for the prices they paid right now were smart. But when you go out and get Nelson Aguilar, it makes sense when you look at what he was able to do with Derek Carr. Does that translate to the two-year deal and the money? Not sure about that. Kendrick Bourne, a nice piece that goes into the, you know, to the wide receiver room. But I love Jonnu Smith. I love the Hunter Henry pickup. I also love Matthew Judon on the other side when you think you'll get Hightower and you'll get Patrick Chung back on defense. So right now for Bill Belichick, I give him a B+, and I give him the plus for being aggressive. I give him the plus for saying, you know what, Bill Belichick, free agency GM, is going to fix all the mistakes that Bill Belichick, NFL draft GM, made. Because he didn't build this roster in the right way, and now he's trying to rectify that by spending some of this money and showing people that he'll walk out of the champagne room saying, money, money, yeah, yeah.
Bill Belichick letting everyone know that the stimmy hit different in New England this time around, and he is not afraid to let that cash fly. Now, RC, we started talking about Chicago. I want to end talking about Chicago. They bring Andy Dalton in on a one-year, $10 million deal. Is it fair to say that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy just bet their futures and their jobs in Chicago on Andy Dalton?
Oh, they're gone, bro. They didn't bet their future. They sealed their fate. It's a wrap. We could wave bye to them. Yeah, because they needed to make a splash. Now, if they can figure out a way to get a quarterback in the draft, which I don't believe they can, that can really play and make them a better team this year, that's the only way they save their jobs. They sealed their fate, or they tied themselves to Mitchell Trubisky. And if Mitchell Trubisky couldn't work, which he did not, I believe that was themselves ushering themselves up. That was Ryan Pace ushering himself out of Chicago. And because of that, now Matt Nagy is going to go with him. You didn't get him another quarterback. They wanted Nick Foles. He wasn't good enough. They tried to make a play for Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford. None of those things have worked. And now to be tied to Andy Dalton, who I think is a fine quarterback, is going to get them fired. Because it's about winning championships when you have a championship-level defense and they are wasting that window, and Andy Dalton will continue to waste the window that was provided by getting those huge pickups defensively.
One of the best in the business. Follow him on Twitter, at RealClark25. Catch him all over ESPN on Get Up, SportsCenter, yep, with Scott Van Pelt, and plenty more. RC, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you
RC.
Soon.
Hey, man, y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I love it.
Appreciate it, man. The great Ryan Clark, kind enough to join us here. Hand out some grades for free agency. And I want to stick with their coming up next, Chinee, because he said something about the Patriots that I think is partially true. But we also have to ask the question that's on everyone's mind. Has anyone, including Bill Belichick in New England, done enough to dethrone the champs? That's next. Chinee and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming on ESPN+.
Chinee and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And it's already been a very eventful day here on Chinee and Golic Jr. Andy Dalton is now a Chicago Bear. Tyrod Taylor, a Houston Texan. Where are we standing right now in NFL free agency? We will reset that conversation at the top of the hour. But right now, this minute, it's all about Tom Brady and the Bucks. It's Chinee and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN+. Chinee Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr. present. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline now. Tampa Bay looks like they're trying to run it back, y'all, because we heard it, you know, from their coach at the, you know, the victory parade on the boats, and it was cute. It's like, we're going to do this all over again, and they've kept that same energy because it all started with Tom Brady and his extension. Then they franchise-tagged Chris Godwin, re-signed Rob Gronkowski, Shaq Barrett, Levante David, and today Jason Pierre-Paul signing a two-year contract extension through 2023, our own Jenna Lane reported. Now, these moves can absolutely make someone that maybe loves Tom Brady or just the Buccaneers after witnessing last season feel extremely confident. Now, our friend and uncle Dan Orlovsky, ESPN NFL analyst, joined Get Up early in the morning. And in true all gas, no breaks fashion, Dan was asked, can Tom Brady go unbeaten next season? And here was his answer.
I think Tom Brady's going to be the first quarterback ever to have a chance to go 16-0, like a real chance to go 16-0 again. Their schedule is butter soft. I mean, they play the NFC East. They play the AFC East. I think their two toughest games will be the Rams and the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be favored in just about every game. I think they'll be favored in every single game. And one of those games, obviously, is going to be home against Buffalo.
So the question then becomes, has anyone put themselves in position to unseat the Bucs? Because you're right, they brought back Lavonte David, Shaq Barrett re-signs there, Brady and Gronk sign extensions to give them some wiggle room in that spot. By all accounts, Janae, the team that hoisted the trophy at the end of last year just said, we're going to get the band back together and do this. Now, we've had Kansas City go out and sign Joe Tooney, the former Patriots offensive guard who's now going to help shore up that inside. They get Duvernay Tardif back from his medical leave last year, working on the medical front lines there, and they're down both tackles. I would look at this and say, coming out of free agency, the rich stayed rich, right? Like, we're going to look at all these other moves, Janae, about teams trying to get into that stratosphere. Bad teams that have tons of money going out there to spend and trying to decide who won or lost. It's going to still be the Ravens, who knew, all right, we got to shore up protection a little bit and get Lamar some weapons. You still got a receiver market out there. You signed Kevin Zeitler at guard. You've got the Bills who, listen, Brian Bean and that front office, that organization decided we're going to re-sign the players from our team last year. Keep Daryl Worley there. Make sure we've got the guys that got us to where we were last year, an AFC championship game, getting a chance to represent our conference in the title. It tends to be those teams that make it, because the Patriots right now, for all their wailing and gnashing of teeth, for everything that they've done so far in free agency, Janae, they still have Cam Newton sitting there as their quarterback. And that, to me, is the biggest difference in all of this, is you've still got to go out there and make the biggest push at that spot to try and make this happen if you're going to really get to somewhere meaningful next year.
Two questions. In our land of reason, obviously we think that in the NFC East, it's not unlikely that the Patriots, oh my gosh, look at me already with my Tom Brady, that the Buccaneers make it back to a Super Bowl, correct? I feel like it's in the realm of possibility based on the volatility, potentially at the top, not knowing which team will string it together. Will it be the Rams? Will it be the Packers again in the NFC? I feel like it's okay to say that we do believe that Tom Brady can run it back to a Super Bowl. I'm not sure about winning, but can you make that estimation?
Yeah, I think that's an easy bet right now, because all the things that were working against them, they overcame in real time last year. The short timeline, Tom Brady coming over during a pandemic when you didn't get a full offseason. These things are going to get better and only made more cohesive having them go through another year on this. And so when you've got that, what's that?
Okay, I got a follow-up. All right. That's one side of it. Here's the other side. Clearly, we watched the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs we always said that where there's smoke, there's fire. They won games by, probably their last eight or so by a one touchdown margin. And they were just playing effortlessly and still finding wins. And when it came to the biggest stage, you realize that those problems are harder. Now, their problems, obviously, the offensive line. But after losing, was it Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher, now signing Joe Tooney? Do you feel better about them? Obviously, they're still, have issues to address, but do you feel better about where they stand currently after that move?
I feel better about where they're going relative to where they are, right? Because where the Chiefs are was a team that lost in the bleeping Super Bowl when it comes to this. Like, their problems were not so severe that it cost them before. Because remember, Chiney, when we talk about these injuries that plagued them, Mitchell Schwartz not being out there, he wasn't there for the game against the Bills. Patrick Mahomes pointed this out after the Super Bowl. He said, we had these same guys out on the field with us against the Bills, and they made that look easy in that game. They walked the dog on the Bills for the majority of that game after going down early in that spot. So they know relative to most teams, they're going to be good, but they're not working relative to most teams. They're working relative to history. They're working relative to Tom Brady and some of those beasts in the NFC on the other side. So I think they're starting to make headway, and it's still early in this. The good teams tend to round out certainly in free agency as it goes along, but also get some wins in the draft. That is one place where right now we've seen some teams struggle, like the Patriots recently, and where Kansas City, now after hitting big on your quarterback, is going to have to start to knock up some wins.
So it's, the funny thing is, you listen to Dan and then it starts to sink in. Has any team really done enough to knock off the Bucs? Now, I know that the Chiefs, their upside, their ceiling is crazy, but you expect more moves so that their ceiling can be untouchable, not just hoping they get there.
Yeah, I think we're still going to wait and see what happens. I think Tampa Bay, accomplish what they needed to because they had great players that were going to potentially leave on that team. But if you're a team like Seattle now, it looks less likely Russ is going to leave. San Fran in that same division who had a down injured year last year, and the Ravens trying to retool around Lamar Jackson. They've all got questions, and there are still plenty of answers lurking out in the market right now. So coming up next, we'll take a look because there are a couple of big names that have entered the chat now in what is still a robust free agent market. Plus, did the folks in Chicago, the brass in Chicago, really just tie their fate to Andy Dalton? Next, here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.